And they're not here. This is the very second Sunday of the year. Why us?
Thank you. Come on now.
We haven't been that great. We haven't been that cautious.
No, ma'am.
Grace and mercy.
Thank you, Lord God.
Do you know how many funerals were in this community just this year?
Come on now. Come on now.
Do you know how many 50-year-olds went to the nursing home just this year?
Yeah.
Not old folks, I said 50-year-olds.
Yeah.
That's why I like to go to church when I work in Dallas, as y'all know. That's why I like to go to church with drug addicts and gangbangers.
Come on now.
Because when they come to our center and they worship
real
place. They got tattoos. They not dressed up.
Come on now.
They come in and their testimony is, I am the one that the enemy tried to kill.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all they got. They don't come cute. But they come with that gratitude that I am the one who the enemy was playing target practice.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how I got away.
Alright.
That's their story. It wasn't because I wasn't in the place at the wrong time doing the wrong thing. The bully just missed me. Parenting and coaching. 3 days of tournaments. Parenting and coaching. because I was trying to keep the other parents calm.
Other parents, really.
Crucial.
Trying to keep the other parents calm, keep them from getting put out by the referee.
Yes.
Amen. Almost got put out ourselves. Amen. Haggai chapter 1. Okay. Amen. Haggai chapter 1. Amen.
All right.
For the referee, I didn't see if he put out. I've been put out before. Amen. Haggai chapter 1. Y'all pray for me. Amen. Get rid of them. That's me. Haggai chapter 1, verses 1 through 11 says, in the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Jehiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your panel houses and this temple to lie in ruins? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Somebody say, consider your ways. How much you have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put in a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Tell your neighbor, consider. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build the temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. Uh-huh. You look for much, but indeed it came to little. When you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is in ruins. My house is in ruins, while every one of yours runs to his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you withdraw the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. For I called for a drought on the land and the mountains, on the grain and the new wine and the oil, on whatever the ground brings forth, and livestock, and all the labor of your hands. Wow.
Right.
You can stop right there on your way down. Tell your neighbor for me. The neighbor. It's going to be bad English. But ain't nothing changed. God still wants to be first. He still wants to be first.
All right.
This is the 363rd day of 2019. The year is going to change, but guess what? God is not going to change.
Amen.
All right.
He still wants to be our priority.
Yes.
All right.
Amen.
He still wants to be a priority. And so we're looking at Haggai a little bit today. And so just a little bit of the backdrop of that, so you'll know kind of what that story is all about. And she hadn't read it in a long, long time. We see the Jews, they had been slaves. They had been taken into captivity by the Babylonians, and they were in Babylonian captivity. And they destroyed the whole town, destroyed the whole place, destroyed the temple, everything.
Uh-huh.
Put them in captivity for 70 years, 70 years. And one day, providentially, one day, King Cyrus just said, y'all are released.
Yeah.
He released them to go back. He put a decree out and released them to go back. And not just go back, but go back and build the temple.
Amen.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
Wait a minute. Release them to go back and build the temple. Well, they go back, and for 70 years they had been in bondage, been in captivity. And you would think this would be an exciting time. They return back,
well blessed.
Something happened. They started working on the temple, so they started well. They started well, building the foundation, working on the temple, but something happened. You got to go back to Ezra and read this. Something happened. They got distracted.
Yeah.
They got pressure. They stopped midstream. Midstream. They started well, but they didn't finish.
Okay.
Somebody.
Come on.
Here it is. They started well, but stopped midstream. If you look back to Ezra, I'm going to read that because this makes sense to you. Ezra chapter 4. As they were building the temple, some folk in the land begin to make fun. Some folk in the land begin to pressure them.
You're right.
Some folk in the land begin to distract them.
Uh-huh.
If you get a chance to read Ezra 4, and if you get a chance to write around 3 and 4, they were going to try to build the land And King Cyrus told them they could go ahead, go on back and do that. But look at 4 and 5. Then the people of the land tried to discourage the people of Judah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on assignment, doing what God said. Now guess what? Discouragement shows up. Y'all see that? They troubled them in their building.
Right.
Okay. They hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose. Y'all miss
it. Right.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you how bad you are. You so bad that we know it's a dangerous place. If you feel that temple, something could come out of that.
Wow.
There is something bigger than what the children of Israel even saw themselves.
Yeah.
The enemy said, we're going to strategically hire some folk to shut down your progress. Y'all.
Right.
You got to be a bad boy. If the enemy said, you know what, I'm coming after you with everything I got.
Let's say
it a different way.
My.
I have an issue sometimes, Maxine, with soft saints.
Soft saints.
You step on my foot, I'm going to go to another church.
All right. Okay.
You didn't speak to me, soft saint. Folk who have been through some things, lived through some things,
right.
And they have soft. I don't understand.
Right.
I don't understand. You lived through two divorces. I don't understand why somebody hurt your feet. You left the church because of one group. Soft saints.
All right.
You what? You lived through cancer, boo, and you right. And you came down to look old. Soft saint.
Well, okay.
Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. What happened to greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world?
Yeah.
Soft saint. Anything will send us home.
Yeah.
Here it is. They have been in captivity 70 years. Get out, and guess what? A little discouragement caused them to stop building the temple.
All right.
A little bit of pressure. My God. Say somebody, you need some pressure. That's why some things you had to go through to strengthen you to be where you are right now.
That's real.
Because they were busy with their own house.
Yeah.
They were So the question is, when is it going to be time? I'm going to get my New Year's resolution, and I'm going to start going to when? I'm going to start going to Bible study more. I'm going to start going to prayer meetings more. I'm going to get in the choir. Gonna. When are you going to get saved?
Amen. All right. Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
When are you going to choose to live holy for God? When are we going to be honest and walk upright before God? When? And so I just want to know, when will it be time? God was saying, I'm not the center of their attention, so I want to know, when is it going to be time?
Well,
God said, I'm not the center. Matter of fact, he said, I'm on the back burner. I had to come and even remind them that the temple's sitting over there in ruins.
Yeah, right.
You see it every day, and I gotta come remind you.
Well,
so he begins to have a question, has to have a problem, because he says, "I've been removed from my rightful place."
Yeah,
I used to be a priority for them. You would think that 7 years they would have been wondering and missing me.
Come on now.
You would think. And so here it is. He says, "I need you to understand something." He says, "When the temple is not built." That was a central part of Israel's worship.
Right.
How is that they can be out? I can be the one that delivered them out and they have forgotten me. How is it that I can be the one that brought them out and I'm not a priority?
Come on now.
That's what it says. And he says, so really it's a deeper problem.
Right.
It's deeper than that the temple is just there. It's a heart problem. Whoo, y'all see that right there?
Right.
I am not the center. He said, so I tell you what, since my work is not important, and since you neglected my work, because if you look, you keep looking at it, he said, I'm going to send somebody that maybe can help you out. Okay, I'm going to send somebody.
Yeah.
So Haggai, I want you to go and give it, because they saying that it ain't time for the house to be built, and I'm saying ain't nothing changed. I'm still a priority. I still want to be first.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you. Maybe they'll listen to you, because they have clearly have missed for 16 years. They have walked by this ruined temple, and it does not bother them.
Well.
Yeah.
And so Haggai goes to them. Y'all read that verse 4. And he said, just go ask them a question for me, Haggai. Because they say it ain't time. Is it time for you yourself to dwell in your panel house? And this temple lie in ruins? Y'all see that?
Yes, ma'am.
If you look at panel houses, he said, the panel houses had roof rubble. They had ceilings, and it was cedar wood. Cedar wood is a good stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Your house looking flat. Cedar wood means you got some change, y'all. Means you got some change. Cedar wood means you been spending some money. Cedar wood means you done got a makeover. Cedar wood means it's the real stuff. It's not that plain wood. It's the real stuff. You got wood floors, wood ceiling, cedar wood. He said, it's not time for my house, but it sure is time for your house.
Well,
my.
Did y'all see that? Nice house. He said, wait a minute. Go back. Matter of fact, if you research this, wood was even scarce at that time.
Right.
Wasn't no lot of wood to be had. How you come up with cedar wood? Y'all. Where you get cedar wood from?
Wood, period.
Oh, God. There he is. He said, I'm concerned that before you move to 2020, I want to look at 2019. Have you been neglectful at my house?
Well, I know
you've been taking care of your kingdom, but have you been taking care of my kingdom? Has your time been committed to your thing, or have you given some time to my thing?
Right.
I know your talent and your treasure been given to your thing, but have your time and talent and treasure been given to my thing? Matter of fact, if you don't even come to church, do you pray for prayer when you pray for the church?
Yes. All right.
Is your time so consumed with your agenda until I'm just not a priority? I'm just not first in your life right now. You got your little panel and you got your little vision of the finished product. You got your luxury house. And he said, so I tell you what, since that seems to be a priority for you, we're going to have to do something a little bit different right here.
All right.
Y'all see that? He said, I want them to know, ask them, is it okay for them to be in their nice house? Living like the Joneses? Living like the Joneses, is it okay that they have everything? That my issue, my work, my kingdom is not a priority for them. So I tell you what, you asked them one question in verse 5. He said, tell them, consider their ways.
Come on.
I want them to think seriously about the position that they're in right now. They made a decision. Their position is clear. I am not a priority. Their position is clear. Church is not a priority. Their position is clear. Spiritual things are not a priority. Their position is clear that they want to go to church, have 2 hours, go home, and don't do nothing else. Their position is clear that anything beyond the walls, they're like, they just sit in. Their position is clear. So tell them, before they go any further, please consider.
My way.
Examine closely if that's the position that you want to take.
If that's your posture,
he said, tell them, go tell them to pause and ponder. Because if they think they had drama in 19, they don't have more drama in 20 if they don't consider.
That's real.
Come on now.
Yes.
Come on.
You got to wave the issue out. Is that something they really want to say? I want them to think closely. Pause. Don't be hurting to get the truth tonight. Pause and ponder. In 2019, have I neglected the work of the Lord?
Ma'am, my Lord.
Don't be hurting to get to the pit bull at the 2020 party. No. I want you to stop and think before that. Consider your way.
Come on.
You can just put your name in that
song. Amen.
Consider, because see, Cheryl had to say, consider,
consider my ways.
Had to consider my ways.
Yeah.
Have I been neglectful to the things that are important to him? Have I prioritized the things that were important? I'm going to go and I'm going to work with those children. That's beautiful. When? I'm going to go and I'm going to support the church and I'm going to be a part of this ministry and that ministry. When? Because for 363 days you had breath.
We
had breath. We had the gift of breathing for 363 days. I'm going to be a better witness on my team. When? I'm going to have some sister faith with those children. When?
Y'all don't want to talk to me today.
And so he was saying, I want them to consider, because they may have something I diagnose as what we call spiritual apathy. If I was an MD, I would say, be aware of the A. Apathy.
Okay.
I work with HIV and AIDS people. And so sometimes people in our community, they say, oh, she got the AIDS. Well, it's not the AIDS.
Right.
That was okay. That was a joke, y'all. It was okay.
She got the AIDS. I said, it's not the AIDS. It's just AIDS.
Guess what?
We may have the AIDS. If I were a doctor and had to diagnose, I would say, be on guard, make sure that the AIDS don't catch you.
The apathy,
spiritual apathy, because they were showing some symptoms right here.
The fact
that you even miss worshiping the God of the universe, he said, you might need to go get checked because you may have the apathy. Here it is. I'll talk to you about it in our day and time. How can I tell if I have the symptoms? Just go away and pray. I'm glad you asked. You could have a decline in attendance. You can miss church, and guess what? And it's okay. You can miss church next week, and guess what? And it's okay. You can miss Wednesday night, and guess what? And it's okay. A decline in attendance, guess what? You better watch it. You may have gotten bit by the apathy bug. Give me some more simple. Okay, sure. I'm glad y'all engaging with me. Guess what? You can even be at church and be present and be active.
That's real.
You might need to go find you a doctor so he can diagnose your situation, because we may have a touch of the
apathy. All right.
I'm present, but my mind is on. Y'all remember the song? My body's here. Y'all.
Oh, God.
concerned about souls, but now I'm not real concerned about souls. Oh, you may have the
apathy.
Well,
okay. If you're cool and comfortable in this beautiful church and not concerned that your neighbor's not saved, you might have
apathy. Yeah.
Your nephew don't know Jesus. Guess what? And you don't talk to your nephew about Jesus. You just might have the
apathy. That's real.
Symptoms. They're symptoms.
Yeah.
They're symptoms. Well, give me another one. Sister. Well, sure, I'm glad you asked. Failure to invest in others.
Right.
Oh, first generation. I'm going to go to first generation. We're going to learn how to disciple people. I'm going to start discipling somebody. Okay, when?
Yeah.
When? I'm going to start having a problem with my coworker on Saturday morning and talk to her about Christ. When?
Amen.
I see a young girl in my church, a young boy in my church who's going the wrong way. I need to invest in them. When?
That's real. Amen.
Symptomatic. It's symptomatic. Okay. Amen. I'm losing some friends. Oh, my God. Well, let's say I got some sin in my life, and I fail to acknowledge that.
Right.
I've been disobedient,
right.
And I'm not going to acknowledge it. A symptom. Symptom of apathy.
Well.
Symptom of apathy. Sitting in church, and I am on my phone, and I am playing. The little game that the children play. Symptom.
Right.
Symptomatic. I might just have spiritual apathy.
Well,
they are worshiping. They are praising God, and I am sitting there, and I am unmoved. I shall not be moved.
Well,
I don't care how she preached. I don't care how she sang. She can turn over that pew she wants, jump up and down. I am not moved by those people. They're lifting their hands. They're praising. They're saying loud. Some of them are running. Some of them are jumping. And I shall symptom shall not be moved. Don't remember the last time I fasted.
That's real.
Prayer has become a challenge. I used to enjoy talking to the Father, but now it's become a challenge. Could be symptomatic. I used to enjoy studying the Word of God. Used to enjoy reading the Word of God, but guess what? I'm so tired now when I get home, I give God less focus.
Come on.
Sympathy.
Yeah.
And we're going to move on because I lost some friends right there. Been unproductive. Right. I have been unresponsible about my responsibilities. I've not been responsible.
Amen.
I know I was supposed to call her. God led me to call her. I was supposed to go to the hospital and pray. Why didn't I? Don't know. Symptom.
Amen.
Symptomatic. That I may be heading towards spiritual apathy. So Haggai had to interrupt, like God interrupt our lives today. And
Amen.
We had great Christmas, and we had great ham, and great turkey, and we wanted a good praise service, and Sister Williams is blowing it. Because guess what? I had a whole different sermon. Sister Williams is blowing out hot.
But
we had a great Christmas. But thanks to her, she's blown it. Maybe we'll have a better New Year. They said, wait a minute, he said I'm free. They brought complacency with freedom.
All right.
Okay.
You've been locked up, been told what to do, how to do, what to do.
Come on.
And you've grown complacent with your freedom. And it's right there. When you got free, you weren't even excited about being free. It should have gave you energy to say, we are free. Once we get back to our homeland, we're going to build that temple. We're going to do some great things for the kingdom of God. God got a great purpose for us. It's our season. Amber just said, got my name on it. I'm going to be blessed. No. If he set us free, it is to be free to impact.
Right.
All right.
Whom the Son set free is free indeed. If I am free, then I have a before Christ and an after Christ story. Guess what? I am free, guess what? To impact others.
Right.
In between
obligation.
If I'm free, and I know what drugs and alcohol and anger and whatever that thing was had us bound, guess what? I have a responsibility to show you how to get clean.
Yeah.
He said, but they've grown complacent. They got freedom, but they've grown complacent.
Yeah.
Look at 6 to 11 and we're done. He said, this is what happens when you don't address apathy. I'm trying to reason with you.
Warning.
Trying to talk to you about it. You know how you tell your children. This is what happens if you don't. I told you 5 times to clean that room.
Okay.
Yep. 5 times is too many unless you're hard of hearing. I done said 5 times.
Come on.
Don't close that. Don't slam the door again. Okay. I'll tell you 5 times to stop slamming that door. You know what my husband said about that? He said, Bob said you don't have to have no door. You take the door off the hinge. Y'all don't hear me talking. It ain't nowhere in the Bible where she has to have a door.
For real.
We try to live by the Bible in our house. Take that cedar wood off them hinges, baby. Here it is. This it is. He said, if you don't address apathy, let me show you what happens. Y'all see right here?
Come on.
You sow much, but you bring in little.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Right.
You plant seed, but ain't nothing coming up. My God. Eat and don't have enough. You drink, not filled with drink. You clothe yourself, but nobody's warm. You earn wages. It's like having a bag with holes in it.
Right.
Get you a Walmart bag, punch some holes in it. That's what's going to happen.
Amen.
If you don't address, guess what? What's my agenda?
Amen.
If you don't align with what's my agenda and keep doing your agenda, guess what? Drama will exist in your
life.
Yeah.
Sister William, if you got some good news, you push God out, suffering walks in.
Amen.
Y'all. Oh, God. He said, wait a minute. They got a heart issue. Their heart has begun to drift from me, because it's bigger than the building. I'm talking about the temple, but it's symbolic for where their heart is.
Amen.
Come on.
They begin to drift from me. Forget about the building, the wood, and the cedar.
Amen.
He said, I'm concerned about their hearts. They don't even miss their time with me.
Come on.
He said, they don't even miss my presence. We used to be warm and close. Warm and close. I was as excited as they were. When we got free, and after that, come back to the homeland, I was as excited as they were. He said, but wait a minute. 16 years have passed, and you're not excited? You don't miss me?
My Lord.
You ain't read the Bible in a whole month. You don't miss me? I had to write this down so I wouldn't forget. It is difficult. In this passage, written 6 to 7 here, it is difficult for God to bless the home, the person, and the church that does not prioritize his business.
That's real. Dear Lord. Amen.
It is difficult. It ties me to God's hand.
Amen.
If the home, the church, the person who does things that does not honor God, he says it's difficult for the blessings of the Lord to follow you.
Amen.
Well.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. You come home, and your husband and don't want to talk to you, not talking to you at all. Don't talk to you at all. You cook dinner. You try to talk, you don't want to talk. You cook dinner. You don't want to talk. You clean the house. You don't want to talk. You don't hear, want to talk. Clean the house, cook, clean the house, do all that. And then later on,
he wants to talk to you.
It's difficult for the woman to bless him. It's difficult because you have not prioritized communion with me all even long. But yet you want to help you, y'all.
Help me tell the truth in this church.
Amen.
It's difficult for God to bless you. So we ain't had no communion. We had no fellowship.
Right.
And you want to be blessed? God. He said, you've been giving me what's left over all 16 years. But the thing about leftovers is God know how to heat them up.
Yeah. When you turn that heat up, guess what? He got their attention. Amen.
All right.
You been giving me leftover time,
leftover energy,
leftover money.
Uh-oh. Amen.
He says something's wrong with the priorities.
Uh-huh.
My work is valuable, but you don't have a tag on it that says valuable. Mm-hmm. Okay. Stewardship. I had to look that up. Stewardship.
Come on.
For our whole lives is our responsibility. God said, 2019, how did you care for the things that I gave you to care for?
Right.
I entrusted those children to you. How did you steward them?
Right.
How did you manage them? How did you handle them? How did fathers, God says, don't provoke your children to anger. So all those things in the scripture, God says to do with your children, to do things he gave you to care for a husband. How you care for your wife? Why? How you care for your husband's house? You take care of your house, your car? All those things that I steward, I gave you to care for and manage, and I trusted in your care for you to take care of in 2019. How did you do?
All right.
Come on.
How did you care for the thing that I gave to you?
All right. Come on.
Okay. Stewardship is like this. When I give place something in your care, and it's for you to be held accountable for.
Right.
Okay. I gave you gifts and talents and resources, and I want you to care for those talents and gifts and resources.
Right.
How did you care for, handle, and manage those things that I gave you 2019? Because guess what? If you didn't handle those well, you may not get another
opportunity
in 2020. Because you have not passed this test.
Amen.
Did you bring your gifts and talents to me? Did you use them in the community? The thing I gave you, the stewardship, the thing I gave you to steward over, to manage, to care for your gift, your talent. You got a brand new car. Did you pick anybody up?
Uh-oh. Come on.
How did you steward what I gave?
Come on.
2019. You see that? Not only are you have that talent to give, what you have accountable for, but you ought to maximize the potential of it.
Right.
Okay. Ooh, I just gave you the car, but I really want you to be an Uber driver.
Right.
Can you Uber somebody to church?
Yeah.
You thought I just want you to drive trucks? No. I want you to start a truck ministry.
Alright.
You're part of something so much bigger.
Alright.
You're just not at that job to be in state school. That's beautiful. But you all that are Christians that are at state school aren't turning state school upside down.
Okay.
Change is happening because you there.
Right. Amen.
Alright.
Stewardship. This job, God, you gave to me, guess what? I give it back to you.
Right.
Yeah.
This talent, this gift, this car, this house, it's yours. I've been talking to Gabriella. Drives her crazy. I said, I saw a breakfast in my head. I had a vision of breakfast and your friends were at our house.
Okay.
Because the pastor and I can't come here and talk about what? Discipleship in the home. Because we don't do it in the home. I said, I saw our breakfast and I saw your church. Because guess what? All our friends don't know Jesus.
Right.
All our friends not saved.
Right.
And even those who are, guess what? They're still on milk.
Yeah.
Right? They're still growing. So guess what? We go to the house, we have bacon, and we have breakfast, and we guess what? We just love on them. We don't preach at them. We don't judge them.
Right.
We don't love on them where they are. Guess what?
Right.
And guess what? And leave them on to greener pastures.
Right.
Leave them to greener pastures.
Yeah.
But we don't sit in our coffee and make stuff for us. Niggas say, we like your mom. She's so cool. Got him.
Right.
Got him. I saw those kids in my house. I saw those kids so clear. They were having breakfast. I don't even cook breakfast like that. I don't. But guess what? Guess I'm supposed to cook breakfast.
You okay?
Oh, I'll neglect the work of the Lord.
Wow, that's good.
He says, I don't understand it. We're done. He said, there's some mixed up priorities. There's some mixed up priorities.
Amen.
There's some mixed up priorities. These guys were deer hunting. And they went by twos. They went deer hunting. And they went out deer hunting. They all came back. One guy came back with a deer. But he didn't have Harry. And his friend said, well, where's Harry? I said, you got the deer. Where's Harry? He said, oh, Harry had a stroke a few miles back on the trail. So I left him. He said, Harry had a stroke and he left him on the trail. He said, well, I think about what's going to see of him.
Yeah.
It's a chance somebody may get the deer, but ain't nobody gonna call that guy down.
Yeah,
it
does.
All right.
Mixed up.
Yeah.
He was telling us, that's what Haggai was saying. You got some mixed up.
Amen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you can't figure out why you keep spinning your wheel. You keep sowing and you're getting little. You keep doing this and you're working your flocks, you're working your fields. That reason he just said, I'm the one that caused the drought.
Yeah. Right. Right.
If I want to speak to the rain, it will come.
Yeah.
But I'm the one, don't, it ain't the devil.
Amen.
Amen. He said, stop saying it's the enemy. No. He said, I'm the one that caused the drought. But guess what? I got to heal your leftovers.
Right.
Because ain't nothing changed.
All right.
I still want to be first. Still want to be first. How do we care for the things of God? In 2019.
Well,
I remember, I even heard last night, it was beautiful. I'm going to reflect for you just a little bit. 2019, we had 4 baptisms. Come on.
Yeah, Lord.
How did we care for the things that God gave us to shoot?
Come on.
Why not get 8 in 2000? Come on, man. Why not get 12 in 2020? Yeah. I was on the great last night. They said we gave them like 7 or 8 ministries. Mm-hmm. This year we gave to people. We gave to the food bank. We gave to the carrot toss. Guess what? Why not give to double that? Why not double that?
Amen.
We call it something greater than ourselves.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to have 3 o'clock programs. Awesome. But is that impact?
Come on.
I tell my husband all the time. We gave them $25 and they gave us $25 back. Y'all help me tell the truth in this year. We are free to make impact.
Yes.
Hey, see y'all again. Hey, see y'all next Sunday.
Wow. In between.
Is that impact? Are we neglecting what's a priority to him?
All right.
It was beautiful. I heard some more beautiful things last night. I said, oh my God, I'm talking about all the things we did this year. Food bank and nursing home. Beautiful church. Awesome 2019. Guess what? We could go deeper still.
Amen.
Oh, okay, nobody get excited about that. There's even another place for us to go in 2020.
Amen.
And if you had been here, you heard some of that last night. It's some great things that God's going to do through this house. Not just in the house, but through the house.
Amen.
It's no time to be comfortable.
Right.
Because when we get through praying in January, if y'all see how it's praying, fasting, he may come and say anything.
Right.
God may just show up and show him some things, and we have got to be ready.
Amen.
Gave me an assignment last night. How you give me an assignment? I'm your wife. Gave me an assignment that I have until April to complete.
All right.
People that had suggestions last night, Rob. People said, Pastor, how about this? Guess what? As soon as they said I had suggestions, he said, great, that's your assignment. Y'all are going to miss it. Should have been at church last night. Carl got an assignment.
Yes.
Everybody got an assignment. Guess what? Because it's all our responsibility.
Amen.
To turn my head upside down.
Amen.
Y'all didn't get excited about that like that. It's all our responsibility.
Amen.
Yeah.
Do you know how many suicides we had in Limestone and Freestone County? It's all our responsibility.
Amen.
What 14-year-old takes their life?
I know. Jesus.
Are we not responsible? In my house. Boy, it could come down your street though.
Come on now.
It could be your child next month.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Let's not have a short memory.
Come on.
God say nothing changed.
Well,
yeah. I still want to be first. Yeah. I still want to be the priority. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? Our greatest example, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Y'all remember John? Mm-hmm. Talked to that woman at the well, mm-hmm. John chapter 4. They went with some food, came back, they all bottled the food, disciples. God, we want you to eat, Jesus. We want you to eat. Jesus said, let me tell you something. My meat. He said, amen. He said, my meat is to do the will of the Father.
Yeah.
My priority, guess what? It's clear. What's right, what I'm focused on is clear. He said, my meat, my priority, my nourishment comes from doing the very will of God. If you read the whole thing for us, I think 4:34, it says, not only do I want to do his will, but I want to finish his work.
Uh-huh. That's it.
They started well, mm-hmm. but they stopped midstream. Jesus says, not only do I want to do his will, he said, but I want to finish.
Yeah.
I want to finish his work.
Yeah.
What will they say in those 2 minutes when we're done? 2 minute resolution.
Come on.
Because the choir got to sing. Come on.
Come on.
And the preacher got to preach.
Come on.
I don't care how hard you work 30 years at that job. Your co-workers going to get 2 minutes, we're going to cut them off.
All right.
Come on, somebody. Your car, your puzzle can't talk.
Right.
Why not take your breath, let your breath do the walking and talking to you?
Amen.
But I love Brother Hawkins' funeral. When the men of God got up there, white, black, Jew, Gentile, whatever color they were, and they said, because of this man,
that's it.
I got set free. Y'all missed it.
That's it.
I used to be on drugs. I used to be on alcohol. They shook my hand and my phone. They said, guess what? If it had not been for him, I lost my whole family.
That's it.
What a testimony.
Right.
Because that was his priority.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Who has my year-old drive to a group on a Thursday night to encourage young men?
Amen.
Stop drinking. Stop smoking. You're going to destroy your whole life. God is better to you than this. God's got a plan. Who does that at night?
Yeah.
God's got a plan for you.
Uh-huh.
So if you close to 90, guess what? You still got some work to do.
Yeah.
How are you stewarding your 90 years?
All right.
Amen.
Your 50 years.
Amen.
Your 16-year-old year. How are you stewarding a life that God... Are you living your best life ever? Because he was showing them all the stuff they had, they still were living their best life ever.
Well...
Yeah.
And they had cedar wood, y'all missed it. They had all the prosperity, but they were still with the prosperous.
Right.
Still miss the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a new car, Ann. I told my folks that at work the other day. They were talking about some stuff. And I said, let me help y'all understand something. I don't really care about that. We're in this community for this community.
Right.
I said, I have a new house. I have a house. I said, it's a pretty nice house. I have a new car y'all haven't even seen yet. Don't care about none of that stuff. I care about people.
Yeah.
If you don't care about people as your leader, you're going to have difficulty working for me.
All right.
Because when they walk in and they have dreads and they look like a woman and they are man, all that,
that's real.
When they walk in the door,
that's real.
I expect you to say, good morning, how are you? And
that's
give
real.
Them 5-star customer service and love them with the love of Christ in
that's
the same
real.
Way. Every time you see Jesus. You see how he stood his wife. Every time they say something, he was like, say, you the king? Probably asked, you the king? Yeah. You say, I just want to talk to you about something, Jesus. I want to find out something. He said, well, for this cause, I came into the earth. Not confused by my priority.
Right.
I know my priority. He said, it's through my Father's will. Even when it got hard in the garden, he said, guess what? Yes. Let your will be done in my mind.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, I don't like it. I don't want it. But guess what? My priority is clear.
Yeah.
I will always align with the Father's agenda. That's what he said.
Yeah.
I'll always align with it. Even if it costs me, pain.
My life. Yeah. That's real.
Even if it costs me pain. So I have to address the pain when I'm back to work, honey, because I have to so be painful. I have to lay down to address because she came in the building smelling like marijuana. And I have to address it. She smells like marijuana. So I got to address it because she smells like marijuana. I have to address it because she comes in. Because we're teaching and practicing against that. And we're helping people get free in that area. So when they come to our building, they feel safe and they can't have triggers.
Right.
So I'm going to have to address that with her. When you bring your child to that school program, please do not come in smelling like that. You do that on your own time, but when you come in this building, if you could honor and respect our building and our practices.
Amen.
And she might say, I'm putting my kid out the program. Uh-huh. And I'm going to say, oh. She'll hate it. But guess what? I will have her reverence and respect that house.
Because
where we work is a place. We're a faith base, and we honor God in this house.
Yeah.
We let you come in and dress how you want to dress and how you want to smell. Now, all kinds of things. Guess what? But there's a certain thing where we have to draw a line.
Amen.
And it may cause me pain because my staff's going to say, well, we're going to lose our kids. But if we don't stand for something,
come on, man.
And we have volunteers here who work with the parents. And a volunteer took us in her car. The volunteer said, "Whoa, I'm gonna open her car door." And boy, I just got a contact. I said, "Oh God, we can't have that. I'm so sorry." My volunteer is a police officer. He says, "If I had probable cause, which I did, I could have searched her car. I'm just letting you know, do the directly. But the next time I'm gonna search her,
Warning.
God said, "It ain't nothing changed."
Yeah.
I'm still going to be a authority.
Amen.
And we, at some point, have to have standards and say, you know what, for God we need, for God we die.
Amen.
Love you, God, but love your son.
Amen.
But you can't break that in mama's house.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Because we have to raise a standard. Oh, that's cute. That is so cute. Oh, you like that? Good. That's too short, it's too high, it's too low.
Amen.
Y'all.
Amen.
I'm not buying it. Where's the standard?
Amen.
Because if you advertise it, folks don't want to buy it. Y'all help me. Help me.
Amen.
Children don't have money, so who buy their clothes? Where's the standard? He said, we have got to not neglect the word of the Lord. He said, I have to cause an awakening. He had to cause an awakening.
Amen. And he will do it.
He said, you know what? I got you out 7 years, and the question is why? Why did I rescue you?
Yeah.
Why did I free you?
Purpose.
I expect you to come back to the homeland and turn things upside down and get the temple built and create a place of worship. And people would see your God and give your God glory for what you've been doing.
Yeah.
So impressed, so excited last night when they said, "Faith, say you doing some things in the community." Awesome, but we're about to go higher.
I know, yeah.
We're about to go a little bit higher. Yeah. Walls are key, pews are key. Still, you did a great job with it. Did a great job. But guess what? If we stay in this building, we will neglect the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, there is some work that needs to be done on the inside of the building.
Amen.
We can understand. That's why we keep showing up, because we're still under construction.
Amen.
But if we're not prepared when they walk through the door and they don't look like us and don't smell like us,
they come.
They will go back out.
Amen.
All right.
they will go back out. And guess what? Shame on us.
Amen. Amen.
Oh my God, she's had three husbands. Okay, and? Okay, and? It's all through the scripture. God, you spoke, because you made a woman at the well, right? John 4, God said, she did what?
All right.
She said, when she got free, she said, drop the water pot. She said, come see the man.
Yeah.
I thought I had five men, but this is somebody right here.
Yeah.
That's real.
That's why if you're a part of this church, you're in the right place, because you, it's a house full of misfits.
Amen.
It's a house full of people that got a why story.
Yeah.
The polished church is down the street. You can't get the wrong place. I'm just saying. The polished perfect church is down the street. We're the ones that show you our real stars.
Yeah. Amen.
I was told to die to this evening, but I didn't.
Yeah.
We'll show you our real stars here.
Yeah.
That's the work of the Lord. Show your stars, yeah. Say, he did it for me, but we can do it for you. Come on down to the altar.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's the work of the Lord. Mm-hmm. It's cute to sing in the choir. That's awesome. But beyond that, what is the standard? What is the real work? It's awesome. How about we go down to the community park, Connie, and sing in the community? How about that?
Right.
How about that, Connie? Kind of just come up with stuff. We're going back to the park. We're going to have rain in the park. Okay, honey.
Okay.
We down there grilling in the park in the community. Because guess what? We have not been called to these walls.
Amen.
We have not been called to these walls. And the question is, how do we care for God's business in 2019? But before you leave, I'm going to the altar myself. Make a trip to the altar and say, God, you know what? There's some things you told me to care for this year. I ain't do so good. I ain't really prioritize you. You know, because I went weeks without praying sometimes. I went weeks without y'all want to tell
that's
the
real,
truth.
That's real.
You know, I couldn't even see the hand of God because you and I weren't even, we weren't even connected, God. I missed so many moments because we weren't even connected. I didn't spend time in worship with you. So I missed what the pastor talked about. See, the hand of God, I missed it. Because there was a disconnect. And before 2020 gets in, I want to reconnect.
Come on now.
With you.
Yeah.
But you saw with it, what we just saw. They hired counselors to frustrate them. Mm-hmm. How are you going to hire them? They hired folk to keep them from their purpose.
All right.
And if you're still breathing and you're in this house, you have purpose.
All right.
You have purpose.
Yes.
2019, some of y'all went through some stuff. You didn't even think you were going to make it.
Amen.
That was Hallelujah right there. I saw that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah right there. You didn't even think you were going to make it.
Amen.
I mean, it got to a place where you said, I can't do this.
Amen.
My Lord, my Lord.
You say, I can't do it. And you're still here.
Amen.
You're still here. Job situation.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
And you're still here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marital situation. You're still here.
Amen.
The story is not over until, guess what? There's a flat line.
Amen.
All right.
And guess what? You want to be a part of something greater than yourself.
Amen.
If you're living for yourself, if you're living for yourself and your singlehood, my four and no more, you will miss a great opportunity.
Amen.
Right.
Can you imagine Bible study? Guess what? With the team, can you imagine that? There's a reason why they call you Sister Gab. There's something different about you. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
You're part of something bigger.
Yeah.
Right? Why are you at that school, Shad? You're part of something big. You haven't even seen yet.
All right.
God deploys his people where he needs them.
Right.
You deploy where you need it.
Yes.
And when you're there, guess what? It's different because you're
there.
Amen.
And I'm done. You saw what happened to them. The blessings of the Lord did not come to their house until they lined up with God and did their obedience.
Yeah.
Keep reading. Rest of that. The blessings follow obedience.
Mm-hmm.
The blessings follow where God is working. He said, we're co-laborers.
Yeah.
We're co-workers. We working for the same thing. Guess what? Every morning, this is going to shock you. Hold on. Every morning when you wake up, you clock in.
Yeah, that's real.
That's real.
Amen.
There is no figurative clock. But when you wake up every morning, if you have breath, you clock in. Your job description is, if you're 14, find a 14-year-old that needs Jesus.
Right.
If you are 50, find a co-worker that needs you. Come on,
right.
If you don't go to work, but you go to the doctor's office, today, God, what do you have for me to do today?
Yeah.
And the doctor's office is true.
Amen.
The other day, and I'm done, we had a training on suicide at work. We get to the doctor's office. One lady sat in the doctor's office. We're talking to my lady. She said, I went to training on suicide yesterday. Talking to the lady at the desk. She had a doctor's appointment talking about a training she had the day before, and the woman sitting at the desk, checking her in, began to cry because she said, I'm going to take my life today.
My Lord. My Lord.
You clock in every morning.
Every morning. My Lord. My Lord. My Lord.
At the doctor's office?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
I'm done. I went to a conference. I had to speak at a conference. And got through the conference. God moved. It was blessed. Had a great time. Woo! Lady came up to me. She says, oh, I'm so glad I came. I wasn't going to come. And she says, I have a gun in my pack, in my thing. And I was going to blow my head off today.
Mm. Mm.
Another lady came to me and she said, hey, I have my clothes packed in the car. I'm leaving my husband today. Would you really help me?
By the way, clocked in. Yeah.
No, I got my clothes in the car.
Yeah.
No, I got the gun in the bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Thank you, Lord.
How dare us be neglectful?
Amen.
How dare us be neglectful? It's the work of the Lord. And the beauty is he gave it to us.
Right. Yes. Right.
He chose you. He chose me. Vivian, our ministry is earnest. It's not confined to this pulpit. If it is, it's not real ministry.
Right.
We preach wherever we go.
Right.
It's not confined to this ministry. If we just confine to this, oh boy, I preach how many times a year? Lord, really? That's no impact.
All right, all right.
But guess what? Monday morning, I know my transgender person is going to walk in the door.
Right.
And guess what?
Right.
When he walk in the door.
Right.
I'm going to say what? Hallelujah. Good to see you this morning. How are you doing?
Amen.
Hey, want to say, can you pray with me? Absolutely. See, I got hurt. Oh, wow. I'm done. Sheila Brown said this the other day. I'm done for it. Sheila Brown said this. She was in the laundromat the other day.
Come on now. Come on now.
The guy walked in.
Come on now.
Green hair, bald head, padded up, green, padded up, tattoos everywhere.
Hallelujah.
And she was in the laundromat. And he had a knife on the side of him.
Yep.
And he came in. And so she's doing her little, drying her little clothes, whatever she's doing. And she said, the guy said, can I ask you a question? She would say, sure. He said, I'm washing my niece's clothes and my girlfriend's clothes. I don't really know what I'm doing right here. Am I supposed to make sense with this? And so she said, oh, yeah, you're happy. So she begins to share with him how to do his laundry.
Yeah.
And he's like, I said it was green, tatted up. Okay, y'all missed it with a knife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so she said, yeah. So Sheila Brown started helping him with his laundry and all that stuff. He said, oh, thank you, thank you. He said, am I scary to you? And she said, no, sir. How long did you say that? That guy said I was scary to him. She said, well, no, you're not scary to me. She said, well, probably because you got that knife on your side right there. He said, I forgot I was even carrying that. He said, oh, yeah, I'll take that off of there.
Yeah.
So they were having a conversation. He said, do I look scary to you? She said, no, you look different. put you on the schedule.
Right.
He said, why? But they began to talk about different things, and the Lord came up.
Come on out. Yeah.
Popped in.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said, we don't, and he was talking about, you don't go to church like that. She said, people don't really like how he looks.
Come on now. Come on now.
I know churches that will take people like
that. Amen.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I know churches that will accept just like you are.
Amen.
Can I give you those numbers and contact information? Can I get that church? Is that okay with you? He said, oh, really? She said, oh, yeah, they have people that normal people just, you know, they come and they have worship. And he said, really? I'm going to check some of them out. She gave information about where to go in Fort Worth to a church that would accept him like he is.
Yeah.
And all of that. He said, when I go to church, people look at me kind of funny. When I go to church, she said, I understand. So they have a conversation. He said, why weren't you afraid when you saw me?
Come on now.
She said, well, because I have Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clocked in.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the man says, you know, Jesus is a protector. Not
yeah.
She, but the man said,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She said, oh, absolutely. So she, you know, she around, went on in, went on in,
right?
She went on in, gave God some glory, and they had a great conversation. And so she got, they had something about his niece. I'm taking care of my niece because she don't have a dad figure in her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So her mom and her mom's CPS, whatever. And so I'm helping to raise her. She said, that's awesome. She said, thank God she has you.
Yeah.
All right.
She has you to do that. Mm-hmm. And so they get ready to go. And so they get the laundry together. And so she runs. I said, he wasn't too calling, but I was too calling because I had to go. And he wanted to talk some more. And he said, can I take your laundry to the car for you? So she said, well, sure. She said, it's okay. I can take care of myself. But he said, sure. Took the laundry to the car with her. And then she said, can I pray with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Let's stand. He said, I'm going to check out some of them churches you told me about.
Yeah.
As the counselors are coming, my question is, let's say, could we have been one of those churches?
That's real.
When he came in here with his green hair, bald head, tatted up, with his
mind, that's fierce. Come on.
Would we be able to accept him?
Thank you, Lord God.
Like he is. Because the reality of it is, we were Jesus' priority.
Amen.
Alright.
He loved us way before we knew him, didn't he?
Thank you, Lord God.
Yeah.
He loved us, but we didn't even like ourselves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How he gonna accept us like we are, we don't accept him like they are. The council of Andrew, if you want to have prayer, if you want to connect with him, they'll take with you in prayer.
Amen.
If you want to bed before you're part of our church family. They'll show you how to be a part of our church family. They just want to connect with you. If you just say, you know what, join me. We're going to pray for you. We'll pray with you. Join me in prayer. Something's on my heart today. Well, as a church, we're going to say, you know what, God, I'm sorry I've been neglectful.
Yeah.
I haven't been consistent this year. I haven't been consistent. I'm neglecting your work this year. It's personal. It's not my neighbor, it's me. It's not my friend, it's me. I've been the good to the Lord. And before the year goes out, I'm going to be the good. That can happen in your city. I want to be the good. Because I want 2020 to be an awesome time that God can use me. Yesterday, December 29th. because they never change. I know you've been tripping, but I still love you. They never change.
Thank you.
I know you got on track, but they never change.
Don't have no joy.
I'm saying
that's real.
We want to be contagious, Christian. joy it is to serve Him. What a joy it is to work for Him.
Yes.
Oh God, we thank you.
Thank you, God. What a joy it is to serve Him. That's living the real life. What a joy it is to serve.
Yeah.
I thought I was having joy, but I wouldn't have been having joy. What a joy it is to work for Him.
I got joy. My God. That's real.